Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So as this year starts to come to a close, I wanted to take a sec to reflect back on what happened last year. Now, as far as the Bacon Podcast goes, I had a blast. I had the chance to interview a whole bunch of CMOs, CEOs, CFOs, whole bunch of O's. And they were people from different companies that really kind of helped me get a sense of what the trends were going to be last year. Software like Evernote and Animoto, which is a video tool, and Nimble, which is a CRM tool, and Acuity, which is a scheduling tool. And a lot of it revolves around trying to figure out what people need to do in order to get their messages out there. So I wanted to spend some time today talking about what I think will be the most impactful new marketing trends for the next year. So let's start with the first one. Number one, what's old is new. I think one of the biggest changes is going to be that we've got to start to get back to the basics. I've seen so many trends of people doing online marketing, webinars, social media marketing, all of this other stuff. And what I'm starting to see is people are just getting overloaded with messages. I mean, think about it for a second. Social media used to be social media. Now, it's just advertising. And that's really all it is a whole bunch of ads coming at you. Email marketing is all advertising. Hell, the phone keeps ringing with all of these damn robocalls, and it's all advertising. And it just gets annoying as heck. So here's what I see. The one-to-many model has lost its luster. It's lost its ability to communicate with people. Can you get some people to act on it? Yes, but it's going to become less and less and less, which means you have to focus more on the one-to-one marketing aspect of stuff. Find somebody targeted who needs what you have and really spend time nurturing that. Second piece is listening is going to be much more in vogue than ever before, which means you're going to have to spend more time giving somebody else an opportunity to explain what they want rather than you just broadcasting your messages out there. The other piece of the puzzle of what's old is new is mixed media is going to become more important than ever. That means that you're going to have to use some old techniques like picking up the phone, mailing out postcards, whatever you can do to get people to remember you and pay attention. When they're ready, they'll take action. The second thing that I see is social media is under fire. As I said before, it is an overload of advertising, but there's even more to that. Facebook is under huge scrutiny because of their data sharing practices. And everything that they're doing now is pay-per-view. I'm predicting that probably groups are going to end up being paid one way, shape, or form. Advertising, the only way that your business pages get seen now is you have to buy ads. And even that, no matter how targeted it is, people are not on there. They're on Facebook for entertainment. So there's going to be more entertainment factor that you're going to have to focus on Facebook and less of the business side of things. And that seems to be a trend that definitely is starting to creep into the next year. The next piece is LinkedIn. Less people are accessing it because it's just a bunch of people connecting, trying to pitch and sell you something. You're not getting as much value out of it. So what you're going to have to do is provide more educational stuff and less entertainment and just kind of off-the-cuff stuff. So you want to make sure that you're providing more educational and more conversational kind of content and less of the plain, hey, here's my head and I'm going to talk to you for a minute and a half, right? The third one is Twitter, and that is, it needs to focus. They need to get away where people can pick just the content that they want in a news feed a lot better without having to go in and say, here's trending topics, here's hashtags. They've got to come up with a way that helps you to personalize the experience a little bit more in order for it to become more relevant. The third thing I see happening next year is more targeted relationship marketing. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is you're going to have to spend more time nurturing relationships, and people are going to want to get information on a need-to-know basis when they want to know it. Yes, you can create awareness, but people are going to be laser-focused on searching for the answers to their problems. Less people will be coming to webinars. So what you want to do is you want to make them shorter, get to the point, less salesy, less pitchy. Less people will read your emails because there's such an abundance of junk out there that you've got to make them shorter and to the point and make sure they have just one single call to action to them. Don't overload people. And finally, there's going to be less trust on social media, which means you're going to have to create more direct contact. You're going to have to target people, get to know them better, and then connect up with them via Messenger or get them to go over email or over the phone. But you're going to have to do more of that one-to-one nurturing and less of just the broadcast messaging. The next thing, or the fourth thing that I see, is what I call the death of the talking head. Dun, dun, dun. Which means that video use is going to increase. But the Facebook Live person standing there mentioning what they want to do is going to start to shrink down. People have a very, very short attention span, and they're going to want to the point marketing videos that really say, hey, if you have this problem, here's a solution, learn more. Now, that's advertising 101, but that's going to be more of the thing. But you've got to build the trust before people are going to pay attention. So make sure that your videos are short, basically start off with a bang and are to the point, then drive people somewhere. The next thing is you're going to make them shorter so that people will want to consume them. It used to be that 3 minutes was kind of the max. Now it's going to be more like 10 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe 90 seconds. That's about as much attention you're going to get out of people. And it has to be killer content that really hits them between the eyes. The last thing in this category I want to talk about is I think on-demand audio is going to grow, which means that things like Alexa, more podcasts in cars, more audiobooks. I think that people not sitting down at a computer having to watch something and people listening in different ways is going to become more of a in-vogue thing. It's getting back to the old days of radio and less of having to sit tethered to a device, so they can get it on their phone, their car, wherever. The fifth and final trend I want to talk about is change. Change is inevitable. And change is going to happen at even a more rapid pace than it's happened before. It used to be, you know, when you got iPhone 1 and you went to the iPhone 2, it was like, oh my God, it's amazing. Now you can barely tell the difference between them because the changes are a lot more subtle, but they're happening at a faster pace. So it's no longer that wow factor. Think about that for a minute. So here's a couple of things I want you to think about doing. Number one, mine your data. You've got a ton of data. You've got it in your contact manager. You've got it in your QuickBooks. You may have it in your email program, whatever it is. Take a look at reinventing the way that you're using it in a way that's going to create more of those personal touches. The next one is you're going to have to invest more time and money in yourself, meaning that if you want to earn, you got to continue to learn. Invest time in yourself as much as you're doing in other activities. And the final piece of this is strap on your seatbelt because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Change is going to happen fast, and you need to make sure that you allocate time to deal with it. So with that being said, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Bacon Podcast and making this part of your change. I also want to say Happy New Year. And finally, I'd like you to invite your friends and business associates to listen, subscribe, and review the Bacon Podcast online. Thanks.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.